Why do you do that?
We perform by everyone, one purification. So the sannyasi does not require to perform the yogas. So by stopping that ritualistic performance of yoga, sometimes they think that they are liberated. But actually, unless he comes to the standard platform of the Sakasatra, there is no question of liberation.
But actually, they are self-interested because their goal is to become one, the impersonal Brahman.
There is demand. The impersonalists, they have got one demand that to become one with the supreme impersonal being. But a devotee has no demand. He simply engages himself to serve Krishna for the satisfaction of Krishna. They do not want anything in return. That is pure devotion. That's why God Chaitanya says, nadhanangana janangana sundarin kavitan bhajagadita kavan. I do not want any wealth. I do not want any number of followers. I do not want any nice wife. Simply let me be engaged in your service. That's all. That is the Bhakti Yoga system. When Prahlad Maharaj was asked by Lord Nrisimhadeva, my dear boy, you have suffered for me so much, so whatever you want, you ask for. So he refused. My dear master, I am not gaining much entire business with you, that I will take some remuneration from you for my service. This is pure devotion. So yogis are the gaining. They are demanding that they should become one with the Supreme. Why one with the Supreme? Because they have got bitter experience by the separation of material pain. But a devotee has no such thing. The devotee remains although separate from the Lord. He is fully enjoying in the service of the Lord.
So this desire is greater than any material desire, but it is not without self-interest. Similarly, the visiting yogi practices the yogi system with half open eyes, seizing all material activities, desire some satisfaction for his personal self.
Actually, the yogis wants of material power. That is the perfection of yoga. Not perfection, that is one of the procedures. That's like if you are actually practicing the regulatory principles of yoga, then you can get eight kinds of perfection. You can become lighter than the cotton swab. You can become heavier than the stone. You can get anything, whatever you like, immediately. Sometimes you can even create a planet. Such powerful yogis are there. Vishwamitra yogi, he did it actually. He wanted to get man from palm tree. Why man should be begotten through the living 10 months within the womb of mother. They will produce that black fruit. He did it like that. But sometimes yogis are so powerful they can do. So these are all material powers. Such yogis, they are also vanquished. How long you can remain on this material power? The Vastu yogis, they do not want anything such.
So the person having increasing consciousness works for the satisfaction of the whole without self-interest. A Krishna conscious person has no desire for self-satisfaction. His criterion is the satisfaction of Krishna. And thus, he is the perfect sannyasi or perfect yogi. Lord Chaitanya, the highest professional symbol of Krishna consciousness, praised in this way, Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor to enjoy beautiful women. Neither do I want any number of followers. What I want only is the causeless mercy of your devotional service in my life, birth after birth.
So a devotee does not want even salvation. Why Lord Chaitanya says birth after birth? The salvation is they want to stop. The void is they want to stop the material way of life. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says birth after birth. That means he is prepared to undergo all kinds of material pain birth after birth. But what he wants, he simply wants to be engaged in the service of the Lord. That is the purpose. I think you can stop here.
Spirit soul is 1/10,000 of the hair. In the spiritual sky, is the spirit soul still just out of date? The spirit soul, when it goes down.
That is his constitutional position. Either in the spiritual sky or material sky. He is the same. But as he developed in the material world, material body, similarly in the spiritual world, he can develop a spiritual body. You follow? Your position is that a small particle, but spirit can expand. This expansion in the material world is being done in contact with matter. And in the spiritual world, that expansion can be done in spirit. Here, in the material world, I am spirit soul, I am different from this body. Because this body is matter. And I am living. I am living force. But this material body is not living force. And in the spiritual world, there is everything living force. There is no dead matter. Therefore the body is also spiritual. Just like water with water, what? That's all. But water and oil, distinction. Similarly, I am spirit soul, I am say oil, so I am in the water, so there is distinction. But if I am put into the oil, and everything there. So, the impersonalists, they do not develop body. They simply remain as spirit particle. That is their idea. But we Vaishnava, we want to serve Krishna, therefore you require hands, legs and mouth and tongue and everything. So we are given such body. As we are getting this body from the womb of the mother, similarly we get body in the spiritual world, not from the womb of the mother, but there is process to get, you can get. Artificially? This Krishna consciousness practice is turning this material body into spiritual body. How it is done? The example I have several times given, that you put the iron in the fire, the more it is warm, it becomes fire. When the iron is red hot, that means when the iron has acquired the qualities of fire, you touch the iron anywhere, it will act as fire. Similarly, this body, although it is material, there are so many examples that a metal electrifies. The metal is not electricity, but when it is electrified, you touch the metal, you get electric shock immediately. Just like the electric wire. Copper, it is copper. But as soon as you electrify, you touch it, you get electric shock. There are so many examples. Similarly, if your body is spiritualized, then the material action is no more. Material action means sense gratification. So the more one becomes spiritualized, the material demands become nil. No more material activities. So how you can do that? The same example, you have to keep the iron constantly with the fire. You have to keep yourself constantly in Krishna consciousness. Then even your this body, material body, is spiritualized. There is a Sanskrit grammatical law which is called Mayat, Mayat Prattva. Mayat means there is a word just like Sarnamaya. Sarnamaya means golden. Golden can be called when it is made of pure gold, that is also golden. And if it is made of something else, but the coating is gold, large quantity of gold, it is also golden. Similarly, when this material body is full of spiritual activities only, this is also spiritual. Therefore, saintly persons, of course, in your country, everyone is put into the grave after passing away. But in India, according to Vedic system, only very high personality devotees, their body is not burnt. It is considered spiritual. Sannyasi's body is not burnt because it is considered spiritual. So how it becomes spiritual? The same example. When the body has no more any material activities, simply spiritual activities in Krishna consciousness, that body is spiritual. So So, if this world is become full in Krishna consciousness, nobody is working for sense gratification, only for satisfaction of Krishna, this world becomes spiritual for me. This requires you to time to understand. Anything used for Krishna, simply for Krishna satisfaction, it is spiritual. Just as you are using this microphone for talking about Krishna, then it is spiritual. Otherwise, what is the difference between this prasadam and ordinary food? We are distributing prasadam. The people will say, what is prasadam? The same fruit we eat, and you are simply cut into pieces, it has become prasadam. They can say that. Oh, it is prasadam. But it is prasadam. You go on eating this prasadam, you become spiritualized. Actually, this prasadam is simple. Just like the same example, if I take that iron, hot iron, if I say it is fire, somebody may say, oh, why is it fire? It is iron. I say, touch it. Yes. These are crude examples, but that is it. When your activities actually, in higher sense, there is no matter. There is no matter, everything is spiritual. Because Krishna is spiritual. Krishna is whole spirit. And the matter is one of the energy of Krishna. Therefore, it is also spirit. But, because it is being misused, not for the purpose of Krishna, therefore it is matter. So our Krishna consciousness movement is to spiritualize, re-spiritualize the whole thing, all social position, political position, everything. It is a very nice movement. People should try to understand it. And if it is actually spiritualize the whole world, of course that is not possible. But the idea is like that. But at least if individually one tries, this spiritualization method is like becomes perfect. Yes.
That God
must go and
help himself.
Yes.
Now, how do you understand what we should
help transcendence, you put yourself under Krishna, that is helping yourself. And if you think, oh, I can protect myself, then you are not helping yourself. Just like this finger, so long it is healthy, working, if there is some trouble, I can spend thousands of dollars for this. But if this finger is cut up from my body, if you trample down with your feet, this finger, I don't care. Similarly, to help oneself means to put oneself in the proper position. As part and parcel of Krishna. That is real helping. Otherwise, how you can help? The finger can help itself by putting itself in the proper position of the hand and work for the whole body. That is proper. If the finger thinks that I shall remain separated from this body and help myself, it will die. So as soon as you think that I shall live independently without caring for Krishna, that is my death. And as soon as I engage myself as part and parcel of Krishna, that is my life. So helping oneself means to know one's position and work in that way. That is helping. Without knowing what is his position, how one can help oneself? It is not possible. Yes.
Always feel that we should try to serve Krishna.
Yeah.
We will do this, Krishna will provide, Krishna will help us.
Well, you are serving Krishna, that it means you are doing. Serving means doing. What do you mean by serving? Actually, when you serve somebody, are you not doing something? You are engaged in serving Krishna. How? You are going to preach Krishna consciousness, you are cooking, you are cleaning, you are someone doing something. So helping Krishna means doing. Helping Krishna does not mean you sit down tightly. That is Krishna consciousness activity. Whatever asset you have got to work, utilize it for Krishna. That is bhakti. Now we have got what assets we have got? We have got the mind. All I think of Krishna. We have got this hand, wash the temple, or cook for Krishna. We have got these legs, go to the temple of Krishna. We have got this nose, smell the flowers offered to Krishna. So you can engage. So Krishna consciousness engages means working, activity. Arjuna, he was declined to us. Krishna was infusing it. To act. This is the whole Bhagavad Gita. Krishna consciousness does that mean that no work. To engage yourself in Krishna consciousness means to work. For Krishna. Krishna does not say, of course in this chapter, Krishna will say something else. He never says, Arjuna, my dear friend Arjuna, you don't care for this world. You sit down and meditate upon me. Have you seen in the Bhagavad Gita? This meditation means to stop all nonsense work. Sit down tightly. But those who are advanced in Krishna consciousness, they have to work for Krishna. Just like a child, simply disturbing the home mother says, my dear child, sit down here. But if you can work nicely, or you ask mother, ask my dear boy, you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to do that. To sit down tightly for the nonsense, not for the sensible. For the nonsense, the more he sits down, at least he does not commit any nonsense. That's all. Negation of nonsense, that is not positive. Here is positive activities. So negation is no life. Positive life is life. Don't do this is no life. Do this, this is life. But in order to do rightly, there are some things don't. Don't is not life. Do is life. your Bhagavad Gita is due. Do fight for me. There is nothing daunt. Arjuna wanted, don't induce me. And Krishna did not like that. You are speaking like non-Aryan. Kuta spirita smaranidam anadya jishtam. It is this kind of words are spoken by the non-Aryans. You are accused of being non-Aryan. Anadya. So Krishna consciousness, does that mean sitting idly? No. We have the whole pastimes of Krishna's full activity. When you go to spiritual world, Krishna is always dancing up to 24 hours, dance and eat there. Where do you sit down? There is no Krishna sit down. Have you heard anything about gopis meditating? Sit down. Have you heard? That Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, what is that? Dancing. Hare Krishna. You see? You see? Spirit, you are spirit, so how you can stop yourself? Silent. That is not possible. Arjuna refused. When you find in this chapter, when Arjuna was recommended, my dear Arjuna, you meditate. He immediately refused. My dear Krishna, it is not possible for me. It is not possible for me. That is actual fact. How is it possible for me? He was a householder man. He wanted kingdom. He wanted to rule over the country. How, where is the time for his meditation? He flatly refused. My dear Krishna, it is not possible. He says it's controlling the mind. Vayuriva Sudhiskaram. It is as difficult as to control the air. There is a fact. You have to engage the mind in Krishna. Then it is control. Otherwise, artificial, you cannot control. It is impossible. Arjuna says, what to speak of others? Who is Arjuna? Personally talking with Krishna. Do you think he's ordinary man? He says that it is impossible. Vairava Sudhuskaram. This very example was given. Chanchala himmana Krishna pramati balavadriram. My dear Krishna, you are asking me to control the mind. It is so powerful that and restless the high thing to control the mind is as good as to control the air. If there is high wind, can you control it? He gives his example. You can control the mind when you fix up the mind in Krishna's lotus feet. That's all. No nonsense can come within your mind. Simply Krishna. That is perfect form meditation. Activities. Recreation, dancing. Come on, dance with us. Is it not recreation? And when you get back, get prasadam. Do you want more recreation than this? What is your answer? Is it not recreation? Why do we dance? Dancing is difficult. Chant and dance? As you can come, anyone can come, everyone is welcome. You don't charge anything for this dancing. You go to ball dance and so many other dances, you pay for it. But we don't charge. We simply, these students simply beg something because we have to maintain. We don't charge anything. So if you simply come and dance, and for the creation, it is very nice. Everything is there in Krishna consciousness. We want music, there is music. We want dancing, there is music, dancing. You can bring nice musical instruments, you can join. We distribute nice palatable dishes. So, practically this is a system of recreation only. Yes. If you seriously think, you'll find this system, there is no labor at all, simply recreation. Susukham. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita in the 9th chapter, you'll find Susukham. Everything is pleasing and happy. Find out anything in our system that this is Prabhusa. Tell me, practically, anyone. But this point is very Prabhusa. Just put your counter-argument. Simply pleasing. It is simply recreation. That's all. You just point out, Swamiji, this point is not very recreation or very, not very unhappy, of course. Nothing. People watch. That is their nature, just like the children. When they see that boys and girls are dancing, their children are also dancing, automatically. This is spontaneous. This is life. And that is our real life in the spiritual world. There is no anxiety. Simple people are dancing and chanting and eating nice. That's all. There is no factory. There is no labor. There is no technical institution. There's no need. These are all artificial. Anandamaya Vyasat, the Vedanta says, every living entity, God is Anandamaya, full of grief and pleasure, and we are part and parcel of God, we are also. The same quality, Anandamaya Vyasat. So, our whole process is to join the Supreme Anandama, Krishna, in his dance party. That will make us actually happy. Here we are trying to be happy by artificial means. And we are becoming frustrated. But if we actually be situated in Krishna consciousness, simply you revive your original position, just, simply just. Anandamaya Vyasa, these are the Vedanta path. Because our nature is Anandama. People are, everyone is trying to find out. In this last minute, there are so many restaurants, so many things, and so many signboards. They are advertising, come on, here is Ananda, here is pleasure. He is advertising here, we are also doing. Like that, here is Ananda. So everyone is searching after Ananda, pleasure. But there is different standard of pleasure. The same thing, somebody are trying to find out pleasure from the material point of view. Somebody is trying to find pleasure from speculation, philosophy, poetry, or art. And somebody is trying to find out pleasure in the transcendental state. Everyone is trying to find out this. That is our business only. Why you are working so hard day and night? Because you know at night I shall meet with that girl or I shall meet with my wife or I shall enjoy. Everyone is accepting all kinds of trouble to find out that place. Pleasure is the ultimate goal. But you do not know where is the pleasure. That is the illusion. Real pleasure is in the transcendental form, the Krishna. You'll find Krishna always jolly. There are so many pictures, see. And if you join, you become jolly. Have you seen any picture Krishna is watching it, making his message? Oh, have you seen any picture he is mocking? By nature, pleasure, you see. So you have to unfold yourself, in that way, and you find pleasure. Simply full of pleasure, just anandamaya vyasa, by nature, simply pleasure. Not by artificial. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita bhi. In the Brahma Sangita, you find. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita bhi. Tari chari guni virupratya kala bhi. Goloka eva nivasatya kilatma bhuta. Govindamadi prasam tamam bhajami. Ananda chinma rasa. Rasa means the taste, the mellow. That's like we try to taste a sweet meat, a sweet candy, or anything. Why? Because there is a very nice taste. So everyone is trying to have some taste from everything. We want to enjoy sex life, but there is some taste. So that is called adi, taste. So there are so many tests. Yes, in the Brahma Sangha, ananda chinmaya rasa. That test, material test, he may test it, but it will be finished immediately. Like a few minutes. Suppose you have got very nice picnic to test it. To test, oh, it is very nice. I'll take another. All right. And another, no, I don't. Finish. Is it? So material taste is finished. It is not unlimited. But a real taste is unlimited. If you taste one, then you cannot finish. It is gone, increasing. Anandamudi Vadhanam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that this taste is simply increasing. It is, although it is ocean like, great, still it is increasing. Here you are seeing ocean, it is limited. Your Pacific Ocean is passing. But it is not increasing. If it increases, then you will have all. But by nature's law, by God's order, it does not come beyond its limit. Within the limit it is. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that there is an ocean of bliss. Ocean of death, of transcendental bliss, which is increasing. Anandamuri vadhanam, pratipadam purnamita sadhanam, sarvatma sabhanam, param vijayati Sri Krishna sankirtanam. You will get by his chanting Hare Krishna, your pleasure potency increasing more and more, Yes, yes. Even in the atom. Oh, yes. Wherever he lives in his own personality. Anodhaniyan, mahato mahiyan, is he biggest than the biggest, and is he smallest than the smallest? That is Vishnu. Annantarasthan, paramanu seantarasthan. Paramanu means atom. You cannot see in atom. How small he is within that atom.
Yes, one has realized soul is always living in Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said.
one has realized Krishna, then he is always living in Vrindavan. He is nowhere. Just like Krishna or Vishnu is living everyone's heart. But he is living in the dog's heart also. Does it mean that he is doggy? He is living in Vaikuntha. Although he is living in the dog's heart, but he is living in Vaikuntha. Similarly, a devotee may seem to be living in some place